No one needs anybody's forgiveness. I don't need yours, and you don't need mine. But I need to forgive as you need to forgive. Let me clarify. Tomorrow we begin Lent, the road to Pascha. Pascha being that word which means Passover in Hebrew, reminds us of the flight of the Hebrew people from the slavery of Egypt, the slavery of sin, to the promised land, which was a 40-year process. But the Paschal Lamb that was slain is Jesus, who was slain for our sins, who gives us the strength to get up in spite of our past history and to go on. Why don't you need my forgiveness? Because if I'm sorry for what I have done, and if you are sorry for what you have done, it's good if someone acknowledges that. I hurt you, I say I'm sorry, and you give me forgiveness. It's good, but not necessary. If I say I'm sorry, and you say you won't forgive me, that's your problem. I've done everything I needed to do. And I go on with my life and try to become a better person. If you decide, or if I decide, to carry the anger, the regret, the forgiveness, the wound in my heart or my body that has been inflicted upon me, that's my decision, that's your decision, and good luck. Never let someone manipulate you and hold your past against you. Once you, in truth and in spirit, have moved on and said, I am sorry for what I have done, this is not the way I want to live, don't let them tie chains to you and say, I will never forgive you, I will never forget. It's like the guy who said to his brother, he says, geez, you know, I will never forgive you till the day I die. And the guy said, I hope you don't have long to wait. It's cruel, but it's precise, because the burdens that we carry are similar to the ones that Jesus carried. Because forgiveness doesn't mean you say it's okay. You carry the wounds that Jesus carried after he rose from the dead. The pain is real, it's not imaginary. But sometimes we think we can change the past by carrying the regret and the pain with us, and in fact, reviving it by saying things like, how could he do that to me? How could life be so cruel? How could this happen? How could he say that? That's your choice. If you want to carry a dead body around with you and speak ill of what happened to you and repeat what happened to you, it's better to let the wounds heal, to say that was wrong that was done to me, that was horrible and thoughtless, and look forward and say, how can I move forward? The bone that was broken healed better in the place where it was broken. The heart that was shattered revived and understands what it is to love. How can I move forward? Forgiveness is not about forgetting about evil, but out looking forward towards good, choosing hope, choosing a new life, and saying, let the dead bury the dead. And if you don't want to forgive me, good luck with your life. I'm moving on with mine. I'm always open to someone renewing a relationship and being good. If they choose not to, that's the path I choose. So you don't need my forgiveness. I don't need your forgiveness. But both of us need to forgive those people that hurt us, and even anonymous pain that happens to us, so that we can live a life full of hope, full of promise, wounded, but not killed. Slava Isusu Christo.